Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I'm Jay Kevin Payne. This is Things You Might Not Have Heard, and we have eight stories queued up for you today. From yesterday, you deemed this conversational, covering topics from information, politics, current events, and pop culture news, including stories on TikTok, Columbia University, and Club Shay Shay twice. We'll get to those in a minute, and we'll get to the vetting process, how you got these stories into our headline listing as we explain things going forward. But remind you right now that you can get to us anytime you want to by going to our website. This is theconversationproject.com. You can find out information about The Conversation Project. And of course, you can email us and chit-chat with us at theconversationinbox@gmail.com. Let's get into the headlines for this morning. This is, of course, Thursday, the April 25th. And we're going to explain to you as we go along sort of how things go down. No particular order for these eight stories, but they are very significant how they got there. So we'll go through the whole process as we walk things through. But first, we have to get things started with the very first story. That's how things work around here. And story for headline number one reads, Congress passes TikTok sell or ban bill, but legal battle zooms. We pulled this from the Yahoo News, and it was an aggregated news story, so it's all over the place. But in the big package that Congress passed, the Senate passed yesterday, going to be signed by President Biden, dealing with funding to various places where, yes, there are wars going on. The big deal from this was the sneaking in of the TikTok selling. And I'll say sneaking in, although it was pretty obvious what's happened there. They had to put it into something. TikTok is now being mandated to sell, or at least a Chinese-based parent company, ByteDance, being mandated to sell TikTok to some other organization, hopefully a United States organization. Now, ByteDance is owned, managed, operated by the Chinese Communist government. Yes, you can say it that way because it is true. The China-backed company is there. And the big issue is, what are they doing with the data? Although the data is saved in United States servers, what are they doing with the usage of the things going on? Are they pushing things out there? Because in China, they have a button that can basically shut down TikTok for the Chinese kids, and we don't hear because of free speech. Sometimes, you know, they use the things against us to get things done. Will they be able to sell this in about 9 months or so? Of course, the election will be passed that time, and depending on who's in charge, this whole bill may not be even worth it because the other guy is saying he's not for the banning of TikTok, even though he was for it before. How will this work out going forward? We shall see. Right now, ByteDance and TikTok are on the clock for a sale in about 9 months. We'll see if that actually comes to fruition. Let's move on to the next story we have for this morning. Story number two, the headline reads, House Speaker to visit Columbia University, call for president's resignation amid ongoing protest. This actually happened. The picture you're seeing right now is Mike Johnson standing in front of a crowd of protesters surrounded by various members of his team from Congress, various congressmen there as well, various members, leaders from New York in the area, and various members of Judas community for the school and the responding areas. Now, this thing you're seeing here in the picture wasn't much of a thing because he was basically shouted out by all the protesters. You couldn't really hear him because of the noise from the protesters. He later on went to a building on campus that had mega security and did the interviews that he was going to do. So you can get the details of what he said was there. But the whole thing was a dog and pony show. Although it's a dog and pony show to show that Mike Johnson, who's not going to be taking what that other guy, Kevin McCarthy, did from the House. While there are calls to oust him from his job, and he's there at Columbia to ask to oust the president from her job, Mike Johnson is basically showing that he's no longer a backbencher. He knows how this thing's being played, and he's here to make things happen. He's not going anywhere. So we shall see whether this stunt, and it was mostly a stunt, is something to be done. Remember, Mike Johnson is a Republican representative out of Louisiana, not New York City. But he is a member of the House, and his pitch is the fact that Columbia gets federal money from the government. If they can't take care of basic students of safety, then he probably should get less money from the government, which is not necessarily a bad argument, but sometimes it's the person making the argument. It's the literally the messenger and not the message. Is this the right message? And we've gone back and forth here and other discussions on the free speech nature of what's going on in the protests and, you know, what's too far, how far is too far. Very quickly, what's bringing to mind to me all these things are other protests. Serious protests that got really heated. Vietnam protest, civil rights protests in the 60s. If you think of the pictures of people being hit with water cannons and dogs because they were marching for civil rights, is this the equivalent? I'm not going to say it is, but we can discuss this in deeper discussion later. Let's go to the next headline. Let's get a little bit of silliness. Let's a bit of a happy into our day here. Michelle Obama, Julie Louise Dreyfus, Club Shay Shay, and Kara Swisher among 2024 Webby Award winners. Winners showcased a diverse group of winners across various fields that did things on the internet, including digital media achievements for Michelle Obama, Barbie, Taylor Swift, prominent figures like Yoko Ono, Olivia Rodrigo, Timothy Chalamet, Snoop Dogg, many other folks recognized for this internet culture sort of celebration. What's it really mean for folks? What do you get from Webby? You get a little bit of exposure. You get some time in internet land, I guess. You get a little bit of chance to do what you can to be seen by folks. This was once a bigger thing when the Webbies and the web stuff was a bit more fringe, if you will. Now that they're being won by Obama's and Chalamet's and Club Shay Shay's, people with actual backings, it's a bit of a different thing. It still means something, but what does it mean as much as it did when it was an independent thing that you were winning before? Very much non-independent. You're going to our Club Shay Shay hit number two today. And it's actually Cat Williams and its appearance on Club Shay Shay. It's basically making the show what it is. Cat Williams' interview close to breaking YouTube record. The interview Cat Williams did with my man, Shannon, Uncle Shannon on Club Shay Shay, is on the verge of setting a new record of the most viewed interview on YouTube, like, ever. About 2 million views shy of becoming the highest viewed interview on the platform, and 2 million is not that much in the world of YouTube. It's significant because Cat Williams came out at a time where people were still kind of crazy Cat Williams. And what he did on the show was he said names and brought receipts and called out everybody. And Shannon Sharp just sat there and just kind of, you know, he couldn't even do Shannon Sharp. He just sort of sat there and let Cat Williams do his thing. And now everybody's podcast, everybody's web show, everybody's interview show is basically a clone of Club Shay Shay's Cat Williams interview. Everything has to be somebody coming out, throwing bombs off the bat and just being belligerent. I'm not saying he's belligerent, but, you know, you get the point. A whole lot of these things are now just flame-throwing catastrophes, but Club Shay Shay, the original flame-throwing catastrophe, is the standard bearer. Let's move on to headline number five for this morning. Texas A&M is laying off athletic department staff in response to existing and emerging threats to our business model. That is a quote. That's a serious quote. Significant reorganization within the athletic department leading to layoffs of staff. Decision is explained by Trev Alberts, elect director. It's a response to, as we said, existing and emerging threats to the business model of sports. The move reflects broader challenges and changes facing intercollegiate athletics, indicating a shift in how institutions manage sports in the face of financial pressures and evolving market dynamics. There's a whole lot to go into this, and it really can't do this justice in this little clip I have here to do here. But add in NIL, add in transfer portal stuff, add in more money coming from other places and general places, and add in the fact that you can actually bypass college in a lot of ways, again, to make money and to get famous. You can go overseas and play for money off the bat and not play in a college sports, not play in college realm to get that exposure to pro sports. And remember, most of the sports that people play in college, most of them don't make any money anyway. Just football and basketball in those cases, maybe baseball in some cases. So if the sports you used to making money aren't making money the way they are, and you can't control the players to make the money you need to get out of them as you could, A&M is just one example of this thing happening and being public about it. This is going to happen on many more college campuses, maybe for some professional leagues going forward. Our number six story for this morning. 14 years in the making, Reggie Bush to have his Heisman Trophy returned. Back after it was originally forfeited 14 years ago, the decision by the Heisman Trust reflects changes in the landscape of college athletics, particularly around compensation issues that were controversial during Bush's career. Remember, Reggie Bush received money from an outside booster for something, and whether it was just some cash or whether it was actually some sort of contracted deal, back in the day, you couldn't get money from anybody, and because he got that, the death penalty fell upon USC. Reggie Bush lost his Heisman, then went off to play in the pros. The coach at the time went off to play in the pros. Everybody that was involved in the thing had to deal with it, and everyone else that was left behind really had to deal with it. The biggest thing about this is a lot of people on the talking head side are saying this is essentially the end for this is literally the end for the actual student athlete, the actual saying it is amateurish, because with money into sports and Reggie Bush getting in Heisman back for what was the violation of taking money as an athlete, as a collegiate athlete, not being professional, this makes a big difference. We'll see how this one plays out going forward and whether this is the end of college sports as we know, the end of the actual athlete who is not a professional making his way up. The next one, I'm going to warn you right now, the image is graphic. We're not doing trigger warnings, but the image is graphic and the stories is also very disturbing as well. Headline for number 7. Dolphin dead after being repeatedly shot in Louisiana. $20,000 reward offered for information. Now, I'm from Louisiana and didn't know the dolphins were essentially native to the area, but there are dolphins that do swim near the area. A tragic incident happened with a juvenile bottleneck dolphin found dead, fatally shot multiple times. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is seeking information about this as a Cruelty to Animal Act issue, offering $20,000 reward for details that could lead to the identification and apprehension of the responsible party. The dolphin's injuries include bullet wounds to vital organs, including the brain, spinal cord, and the heart. It's a very serious incident, very serious crime. If you have information, they're looking for this one. But like I said, we have a story that's going to come up probably tomorrow that's in the feeds about a massive beaching of whales in Australia. This is a natural occurrence. This here, this story, nothing natural, nothing nice about this one. And finally, as if we have enough things to worry about, U.S. orders cow testing for bird flu after grocery milk test positive. Now, let's back up for a second. Avian flu has been found in cows recently and also in milk in some places, various smaller places. But cows in Texas and Kansas are basically testing positive for bird flu. Are we going to die from it? Probably not. Will the milk you drink in the store be safe? They're telling us there's nothing wrong with it, but if you find a case that they're finding that something's been found, go ahead and take it back for your refund or pour it down the drain if you're worried about it. The big thing is the safety of the milk and safety of the supply, safety of people. Milk supply is fine. You will be fine for most part, but yeah, we just finished a whole pandemic thing, so people are really antsy about, you know, these things. What we're going to do about this? I have no idea. Bird flu in cows was not on my bingo card for 2024, and bird flu in milk in the stores, definitely not something I was looking forward to. We will have to play this one by ear going forward. Our teaser story for the day, this is a story we are teasing as something that's in our feeds to talk about coming down the line, and we're teasing it to you as a chance for you to tell us if it's worthy of chit-chatting up coming further. We post news stories every 50 minutes in our feeds. That's our spets on Facebook and Twitter. It's formerly known as X. X, formerly known as Twitter. And we get you a chance to engage in the stories and let us know what stories are worthy of the chat for these things here. We gave you 8 stories this morning from the top 15 in your engagement. We'll do the same thing for your Friday morning. So go to facebook.com/thisisaconversationproject and twitter.com/th_conversation. And let us know, or x.com, of course, let us know if these stories are good. Just engage in them. Like them, love them, hate them, share them. Click the little emoji face of your choosing. And enough emoji faces into the links makes them a top 15 story. And of the top 15, we'll pull 8 of them that make the best narrative. This is breaking news from late last night and coming into more breaking news for today as we get more details about this one. Arizona grand jury indicts Meadows, Giuliani, other Trump allies for 2020 election interference. This is essentially much like the case in Georgia where Trump is being has been indicted and will be facing issues. However, this is Arizona. Trump is not an actual indicted in the issue. He's an unindicted co-conspirator, so he's a part of it, kind of the reason. And they're really pushing to get after Giuliani and Mark Meadows and a couple other folks in the process. We'll see how this one plays out very, very soon. Let's go to our sponsor. Excuse me. Spotlight sponsor for this week. I'm putting all the love into YouTube TV. Excuse me. YouTube TV made headlines this week. Literally made headlines this week was a top 30 story for the weekend and should have been into the story headlines for Monday's Things You Might Have Heard because of the things they did and you guys engaging in them. Now, it was basically a puff piece just sort of highlighting them, and you guys engaged in it. But they released 100 new apps on their YouTube TV streaming platform for you to engage in that attach you to other platforms, other streamers, to get you out of all the actual extra effort. On top of that, they're just one of the best options for streaming TV out there. 6 different accounts, 6 different DVRs, unlimited DVR. They own Sunday Ticket. They have the best sports packages available. They have all the premium channels, and you can watch it on any device you have, your smart TV, your phone, your tablet. Whatever you got, you can watch it, and you can watch your own stuff as you want to. It's that simple. And the big deal from our big deal is that they give you $30 off your first 3 months of access, and using our link as a friend of us, you get an extra $15 off. That's $45 off your first 3 months of access. Check it out at thisisaconversationproject.com/YouTubeTV. thisisaconversationproject.com/YouTubeTV. If you've been waiting to cut the cord, you've been waiting quite some time. Now is the time. Let's say the doors to the digital church is open, and now is the time to cut that cord and step into the new realm. It is here. It is now. You will love it. I love it. You will too. It's YouTube TV. The Conversation Project lives online at thisisaconversationproject.com. We give you every single weekday morning right here for you news stories that were conversational, that you and other people deem as worthy of chit and chatting, worthy of talking about, that are not just the boring, bland things out there. So we give you some big stuff, give you some small stuff. We give you Club Shay Shay. We give you all the Club Shay Shay you want, baby. It's all yours. And to do that, we have to do a lot of work. We spend all day in various parts of the day posting stories on the feed so you can engage in them. And we take this morning time to pull them out, engage them, you know, score them, and give you the right stories to get into the feeds. If you think we have the wrong stories, email us and comment. Let us know if we should be doing other stories. If you think we have the right stories, do that as well. Comment with us, talk with us, chat with us online via your email at theconversationinbox@gmail.com. Follow the feeds, because that's how we get the stories that we're told to talk to about every single day. The biggest thing we ask of you, you know, it's a big ask, is for your assistance. That is, of course, following the feeds and getting us that there and doing the individual things by emailing us. But if you deem us worthy of greater things, we ask you to consider becoming a partner. Going to our website, thisisaconversationproject.com, click on the partnerships page and becoming a partner and being one of the people that help us support this thing financially directly. It's the way of the internet. It just is. Most people who are really prolific and good on the internet and YouTube and creator platforms have significant input from creators, from supporters, from patrons, if you want to use the Patreon ways. People who are helping to put money into the busker hat digitally to make things happen. If you want to help us out with that, we will definitely appreciate that. Just go to our website, thisisconversationproject.com, click on the partnerships page, and see if there's a way that works for you to partner up. If you can't, follow us on the feeds, email us with comments, and that's just as well, because we can work with that. But if you deem us good enough for actual direct help, we will take it, and we will be good stewards of all your help you'll give us. We work with a couple different projects I have under the larger More Bitter Media umbrella. One of those is a newer project called the Big Words Project. Every day we produce a word of the day, and with that, today's word is poetize. Didn't know it was a word? Guess what? Poetize means to express poetically. Oddly enough, at the riverside, she would poetize the sunset, weaving words into the tapestry as colorful as the evening sky. Poetizing. There you go. New word you probably learned, didn't know that existed. Go to the Big Words Project and learn more new words. We're on a quest to publish words for the next 4 years. 4 years of words. Think about it. Did I get that right? 4 years? No, 3 years. I'm sorry. I'm extra year of words. Once you get the third 3 years in, the fourth year is pretty simple because we have enough words. We're going to publish 1,200 words in 3 years, and we're doing that online in a newsletter and, of course, in book form. Check out the Big Words Project to find out more details on that one and to get the current edition of Big Words You Ought to Know. And this week, we are promoting a book we pushed out this week as well, published this week. I will get my actual author copies this weekend, so I'll have copies in hand to kind of wave around for a bit. But if you want to go ahead and get your copy, do it the Amazon way. Go to Amazon.com, and it's also in other bookstores, other places. I'm literally negotiating with getting it at some independent bookstores around the nation, like with actual people. And you can find out this great book and how great it'll be for you. 100 Daily Affirmations for Positivity and Confidence. Search for 100 Daily Affirmations Pain on Amazon, and you'll see it. You'll find links in various places that we'll post here or there, and you'll get 100 affirmations that you can use every single day, and not just a list of words. It's the words to say to yourself, along with the reasons why these affirmations will work, the real thought process behind why they were written in this way. And just in case they're not written in the way that's perfect for you, just take the affirmation, customize it to your own needs, and keep saying it. Affirmations work. First, you have to believe them. Then you have to say them. And you will be surprised just how much power just repeating those words will come to you. We repeat a lot of words here for the Conversation Project, but we're not going to repeat many more at this point because we've reached the 21-minute mark and the end of the show for this Thursday, April 25th. My name is Jay Cleveland Payne, and this has been another edition of Things You Might Not Have Heard. Thank you so much for being a part of what we do here for weekdays and every day when we post things, because we're posting things and getting your opinion every single day. And we also do short videos and hot takes basically every single day. So you can look for smaller things, the longer version things like this right here, and the weekend shows, and now our clips that we're doing from the newscast, because you guys are engaging in those, are awesome. Thank you so much for engaging in the news clips. I'm loving the conversations I'm getting with people in comments on these things. Some of you are really, really mean, which is because it's the internet. Some of you are very, very thoughtful, which is awesome. And some people are making me think on how things go. Now, full disclosure, the Conversation Project is about you and not so much about my opinion. I do things that are my opinion, but we do things to talk about things so that we get more people in the conversation, whether it's a heated discussion or just something that's so silly you just don't want to back away. You don't know how to back away from it. We thank you so much. Without conversations, without comments, without back and forth, whether you think I'm an idiot or you think I've got a great idea, this thing wouldn't happen. So thank you. But please be less mean. Please. In the meantime, make sure you're following us on our feeds, engaging with us in comments, emailing us at theconversationinbox@gmail.com, and consider being a partner for this whole shebang. Stay limber, stay hydrated, stay on task for all the grand things you do, and love somebody. Show some love to someone today. I love you guys. Hopefully you like me back. Let's try this thing one more time for a wrap-up, a finale for the week for Friday.